I'm Frank Vaughn. It's April 23rd, 2026. This video is going to be a tale of duality because you're going to see two entirely different sides of me by the time that you're done. And we'll start with the nice side. Recently, over the last 4 days, actually, a situation arose where, in a commercial context, somebody that was providing me a service did an enormous amount of damage to my property, putting me in a position where I could potentially put the screws to them. A company incurred some not insignificant liability, I would say. And the damage was to my driveway. Someone who shouldn't have been there decided to put themselves there, and they destroyed any sort of structure my driveway had. Driveways this time of year in April in Saskatchewan are always a little bit soft. So are the grid roads. Everybody knows this. Load restrictions come in place. Deliveries stop. But you can make do if you're in a light vehicle. But when someone comes along with a great big heavy loaded truck and drives through it a couple different times, a couple different directions, they destroy whatever structure your driveway, which is in my case a half kilometer long, had to it. And you can't even put a tractor in there to try and fix it because everything's so wet. So for 3 days, we were out there on and off documenting the problem. And the kids and the wife and myself all using hand tools to try and put it back together as best we could. There's no fixing it until it dries out. But you can put it back together to make sure that it doesn't dry out. You know, there's certain advantages to wet soil. If you've worked with the earth most of your life, you'll understand that you can do certain things with it when it's dry. You can do certain things with it when it's wet. Different degrees of wetness. Anyway, we wanted to make sure that it was nice and level and flat. And so we did all that. And then over the course of that time, I was documenting things. I was taking pictures because I'm thinking, you know, there's some damages here. And then I realized that if it wasn't for this mistake, and that's what it was a mistake, it was an error of judgment. If it wasn't for that, my family wouldn't have had the experience of being out there playing in the mud, trying to fix it. There was laughter. It was a pain in the ass, but it wasn't exactly an entirely unenjoyable experience. And I got thinking about the company, and I got thinking about the people they employ in this economy. I got thinking about the prices they charge for their products. And their services, I should say. They don't have a product, really. They have a service. I got thinking about the prices they charge. And over the course of years, I've often wondered to myself how they make any money at those prices. Their margins must be razor thin, especially considering carbon taxes and insurance and payroll taxes and all the nonsense they got to go through. And, you know, kindness came over my heart. And I decided forgiveness was the best way, because in the end, what I really need is a solution. It's the second time this has happened, and what I need is a solution that permanently makes sure that it never happens again. The real issue is April. The real issue is what April does to roads and driveways in this province. And so we worked out that solution, and forgiveness was given, and the last words the individual that I was dealing with said was, "God bless you and your family," which really touched me, because that had never entered the conversation in 4 years of dealing with this company. And that just seemed like the right thing to do. Sometimes we need a little bit more kindness. Instead of just jumping right to lawsuits and liability and arguments and fighting, put yourself in the other person's shoes and maybe soften your heart a little bit. But that's the first part. And I would encourage you to think about that in your dealings with other human beings. It's not always appropriate to turn the other cheek. It really isn't. It's one of those phrases from the Bible from the New Testament that I've always had a bit of an issue with, is always turn the other cheek. I just don't think it's appropriate. If somebody's punching you in the face, at some point you have to respond, but there is a degree of truth and philosophical reality and spiritual reality that comes with those words. And I think it's always important to put things through that filter. And an honest mistake shouldn't ruin somebody's life, especially if it's, we're just talking about damage to a driveway. At any rate, that's one side of it. The other side of it, which we're going to go through now, and I'm going to try and be decent, is I'm going to give this individual personal attention. His name is Matt Plant, 1314. And I give him full credit. He puts his face to his account, and he puts his name out there. And I have mad respect for that, no matter who does it. It's not some anonymous bot. And, you know, some of you talk about how I shouldn't dwell on the negative and how I should ignore the bots and the trolls. Here's the deal. I talked about sheep in one of the last videos I did. I talked about the parable of the sheep and how the energy goes into finding the lost sheep. It doesn't go into the sheep that are nice and safe in their pen. And I didn't say that to put myself up on a pedestal saying I'm a shepherd. I'm a fellow sheep, worried about my fellow sheep in that metaphor. Matt is not a bot. Matt is not a troll. You see, one of the things that really bugs me about content creators is how little attention they pay to their communities unless they're willing to pay for that attention. I hate it. I've always hated it. Your community makes you what you are. My community is entirely organic. We're not monetized. We're not advertising. We're not promoting ourselves. We're organic. We've built this thing from the ground up the entire way along. And I feel like I am indebted to my community to at least pay attention to what you folks say. I can't pretend to remember all of your names. A lot of the times, the way that I remember you is by letter combinations and PFPs, the picture that you choose. And I develop a relationship with hundreds of you over the course of time. I spend a lot of time returning comments, reading comments, and trying to bypass the ridiculously negative troll bot farms, whatever. But there's a relationship. Matt and I have had a relationship. I can't tell you how many comments over the years now. I'm pretty sure it's been years. I can't pretend my memory's perfect. But I've been talking to Matt for a very long time. And this is where it gets dicey. It's not just a negative comment. It's that I work incredibly hard to demonstrate to you that whether you think I'm right or I'm wrong, that you can trust my motivations and my intentions. This is why I don't sell products. This is why I don't take sponsorships. This is why I'm not monetized. This is why I don't do super chats. All of you are equal in my eyes. I am trying to demonstrate that there's trust. And I've done that with Matt. I've had many a conversation with him. So I made a post and I said Trump was used or was complicit in the Trojan horse that was Project Warp Speed. For those of you who don't know, Warp Speed brought the medical experiment to the world. Some have said the lockdowns came before the medical experiment. Doesn't matter. The passports, everything. The pharmaceutical companies were given immunity to develop a product outside of the usual regulatory framework. And then it was introduced to the world. And we're still fighting over the damage of it. And whether you like it or not, or whether you advocated for Trump over Harris, which I did that. I've advocated for his domestic agenda. I fought in defense of the man and his ideas at great opposition at times. But I'm not a cultist. I'm not a member of a party. I don't give men blind loyalty. I don't put my faith. This idea, trust the plan, put your faith in Trump. You just got to believe. I'd love to swear here. I'd love to swear a lot today. F all that. You don't do that. That's not what you do. You build ideas with reason when it comes to the affairs of men and people and politics. If you're going to have faith in anything, you have faith in the Father. You don't have faith in anything else. Nothing. Trust but verify. Love can guide you. But not faith. Faith is reserved for things alone that can only be understood via faith and belief. And whether you like it or not, a fact is Trump made Warp Speed happen. It brought the medical experiment to the world. And to this day, he is proud of it and says he saved millions of lives. He may not have used it the way other nations did. But those companies that were granted that immunity first in the United States and were granted that carte blanche because of Project Warp Speed. People say it saved us. We were supposed to have a 10-year lockdown because of the cold. It would have became apparent eventually to everybody that COVID-19 was not killing everybody the way that they were saying it was when it was clear that it was not. There was a time you could be excused. I excused myself for thinking it could have been horrible because we didn't know. But once we did know, once it was reasonable to know that it was not this high lethality event, at that point, there's pushback. Warp Speed didn't save anybody. It's a myth. But at any rate, that's the post I made. And Matt Plant's response, after knowing me for all of this time, he says, Frank's bought and paid for. I'm not sure who, but he's bought and paid for. Again, I just want to swear. It's incredible to me to avoid reality, to avoid demonstrable facts. And you'll see, because I'm going to go through the whole thread, you're going to see that he will defend the defenseless, and he will attack the one person who's doing everything in his power to try and prove that I can at least be trusted, that even if I'm a complete idiot, you're welcome to think that, that I got here honestly and nobody paid me to be an idiot. I have a donate link, man. That's it. That's all I got. I take up my staff and I go, and I'm dependent on the kindness of everybody. And I got to tell you, Matt, this is the wrong time to bring this up to me. This month has been the worst month, in spite of the kindness of a few individuals. This has been the worst month since January of 2025, when I started doing this very seriously again. Telling the story that I've been telling. Presenting the things that I have been presenting has not been universally popular among my audience. It certainly hasn't been good for the bottom line. And you think I'm bought and paid for, you clown! You spit in my face, bro. How much time I've given you individually. You left and you came back. And the door was open for you. It's still open. I should probably ban you. But I know you and I know your face. And so I'm left to question, why would you question my morality while you defend the immoral? You're going to see. We're going to skip over the favorable comment. And I said to Matt, really, that's really weak, even for you. Want to come on my show and accuse me to my face? Because I'd love that, Matt. I'd love to bring you on. And I would love you to tell me face to face that I am bought and paid for. I'd like you to tell me who. I'd like you to give me some guesses. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. Not for the bots and the trolls, but for the faces and the names I put time into and try and build a relationship with. What am I supposed to do for you? So many of you resort to this. When you're faced with an intellectual problem, you just besmirch my character, while at the same time, you defend some of the worst characters in the world. Has it ever entered your feeble mind? See, I'm getting a little bit edgy. This is that, like I said, duality, forgiveness, politeness, honor. Sometimes it goes flying out the window because I'm only human. Has it ever entered your feeble mind that maybe, just maybe, it's Trump that's compromised? Why do you continue to choose to be so stupid? I'm not saying Trump is compromised. I mean, you got to lean that way at this point. Someone else is calling the shots. The money seems to be calling the shots. In light of Epstein, in light of this war that he promised to stay out of, like, why am I getting attacked for simply clinging to the promises this man made? The things that he said he was going to do that he is not doing, and gaslighting everybody that demands that those things are accomplished. This is where it separates. There's those of us who are loyal to ideas and reason, and then there's people who are loyal to the cult of personality. And it blows my mind. Matt says, dude, look at how fast you did a U-turn on issues. I didn't do a U-turn. Matt, how can you watch my videos and think I've changed anything about my approach? I've been consistent. There's nothing inconsistent about the things that I'm saying. I've said them all along. You should know that as a viewer. It's when you called the United States military a paper tiger and China and Russia will prove it. You lost me. That's not what I didn't say that, man. I said, The United States enjoys command of the high seas. They enjoy the power of their aircraft carriers and their aircrafts and their ships because nobody's willing to shoot at them. The Russians have hypersonic missiles that have been tested in the theater of Ukraine. They're sitting on a great big stockpile of them, precision, hypersonic, intercontinental missiles. They can knock out any carrier they want, anytime they want, and it's only their restraint and their will to avoid nuclear conflict that stops them from doing that. There is a point at which they are no longer able to stop. It's like they keep getting punched in the nose and they refuse to punch back. The Chinese, I will admit, they don't have a lot of military testing of their equipment, but when it comes to drone warfare and hypersonics, they are right there. Even the Koreans are going that way. And now you see Iran. We've sunk some ships. We've blown up some empty buildings. Most of their most critical military infrastructure has gone deep underground where we can't get to it because people have been watching the exercise of American power around the world for 30 years, and they have adapted. The reason the U.S. military increased its spending in the latest budget on drone warfare and drone research by something like 267x of what they had budgeted before is because they recognize the future is not battleships and expensive carriers and expensive aircraft. It's drones and ballistic missiles. And they're behind now. So I didn't say they will prove it. I hope they don't, but they can prove it. All they got to do is sink a carrier. They have the ability to sink the American military. It'll destroy the world. It's the only reason they haven't done it. That's the point I'm trying to make. How did those Russian-Chinese air defense systems work out for Maduro and Khamenei? Well, they weren't very well deployed for Maduro, for one thing. And air defenses have successfully taken down aircraft. Like, you don't seem to realize, Matt, I've told you in my videos, most of the munitions that have been dropped in Iran are standoff munitions. They still have a large component of air defenses sitting in reserve. They're sitting back and waiting. They're allowing the bombs to rain down on them while they hide in their caves. That's what's happening, man. They're not even tested yet. And I would argue the so-called pilot rescue, which I believe was an operation because it was right there at Isfahan. What were they doing there? Was a failed operation that more or less proved the Iranians have military capability. I mean, dude, open your eyes. The Iranians still control the Strait of Hormuz. There's nothing the American military can do about it. That's why their ships are so far away and they're enforcing the blockade in international waters and 500 miles from the Iranian coast because they can't get close. Because the Iranians remain militarily effective. The reason Trump blinked and backed off, going back to war right away, was because he knows the Iranians have the capacity to wipe the Middle East out as it is, to destroy the petrodollar simply by taking out some energy infrastructure and desalinization plants. It'll never be the same again. The Americans haven't won the war. They're in a stalemate at best. And they don't want to negotiate like they're in a stalemate. They don't want to leave anything on the table. They're still trying to dictate with ultimatums. They can't do it because the Iranian government, which they keep saying it's fractured. There's no fracturing. If people got outside their echo chambers, they would see every day spontaneous rallies in the cities in support of the regime. They just did a parade. Do you even know about this? They did a parade where they, in Tehran, one of the most, actually I would say the most heavily bombed place in Iran so far, they brought out missile launchers and they did a parade showing off their most advanced missiles with people all around celebrating. They did that in Tehran. They're still militarily viable. That's just a fact, bro. I don't get it. I don't get it. And here we go again. Matt Plant. I'm not the one standing on the same side of people that sell little girls to old men and chant death to America and is responsible for the most terrorist acts. Keep being Frank's little minion and fighting for Islam, and you want to talk about enslavement. Hey, are you short and yellow with big, huge glasses too? This is, what a waste of time engaging with this person and getting to know him over the course of time. What a waste of time to end up here. First off, I'm not short, you moron. I'm 6'5". I probably tower over you. I've had my nose broken. I've been punched in the face enough to know what that is and to know how to throw them back. You want to play that game? Yeah, I got glasses. Maybe my light's a little yellow because of the warm lighting. I don't know. It's like it's just so base. It's not even really worth a response, but you're getting one because you put your face online. You put your name to it, and I respect that. This video isn't out of like. It's out of respect. And it stands as a testament to anybody else who's laid these accusations at my feet after I've done you the service of taking time away from my own family and my own pursuits to respond to the comment section, to actually treat you like the humans that you are, to manufacture a business out of making content, to build a full-time job out of nothing and work for nothing so that you might be able to trust me. And this is the disrespect you pay to me for all of that effort and time. And by the way, actually, let me just finish reading his comment. Let me reword your question and answer at the same time. No, I have not been brainwashed by liberal globalist Democrats. I continue to hold the line and see the biggest picture. You've been hypnotized by neocons, brother. They're not all that different from neoliberals. They all want the same thing, and they're calling the shots in the Trump administration right now, whether you, me, or anybody else likes it. This is why he's contradicting himself. You say you don't defend people who sell little girls to old men, and yet you're standing there uncritically defending the man who is covered up for Epstein. Not just Epstein. There's so much more there. There's no justice. No one's been charged. The girls that were victimized in those rings, they haven't got any justice. The people who purchased them, the things that are going on, the beef jerky, the when I say beef jerky, if you spend any time going through the Epstein emails, which I've gone through a ton of it, there's some heavily coded nonsense going on in there. I don't even pretend to know what it means. I have some thoughts on it, but I can't pretend to know because I don't know. I don't know firmly, and I'm not afraid to say that. A lot of other people will just jump to conclusions. I can't. They can. Whatever. Go watch them. You're literally defending a guy who's covering that up. He's covering that up at the request of a foreign government. That, I can say pretty firmly, is the situation. An intelligence asset operating honeypots, selling women into servitude, selling girls into servitude. You defend that, brother. And you repeat all the talking points about Iran. I guarantee you, Matt, you've never watched a single travel blogger who's gone to Iran. You know, YouTube is full of a wealth of material that you can go and watch. Just bloggers traveling across Iran, filming what they're doing and what they see. They're not all bag ladies. They're not all living in burqas. Even today, you can see women out in public wearing makeup. They got their hair all done up beautiful. It's just not as simple. It's not as cut and dry. And at the same time, I'll just read my response. Are you high? You stand with Trump, the man who is covering up the people who abuse little girls that they purchased on Epstein's meat market. You absolute hypocrite. All the years I've spent talking to you personally, and you would cast me down to defend the Epstein class, and somehow you think you are noble. You dance on the graves of murdered children with your glass, the Muslims' belief. Truly, I never knew you. One of the first acts of the war was to murder 160 schoolgirls, and you just shrug it off. I don't care how, this is your quote from you, I don't care how barbaric and who the force is, I'll never stand up for Islam. They get what they deserve, and it's about time. Those little girls got what they deserve. You must be so proud of yourself, man. You see, I can't do that. I couldn't have done that before I had kids, but now I've got kids. I watch videos of little children being pulled out of the rubble, shaking in shock. They're traumatized for life. They'll never be the same again. The closest we ever come to on earth to God is children. And the things that you're defending, the mechanisms that you're defending, the neocons that you're defending are off to murdering thousands of them. And you just don't care. You just don't care. It's not just Iran. It's Lebanon. It's Gaza. You see, I can't shrug my shoulders at that. And I can't sell my soul for that. I had a critic months back, so-called friend, basically said, I'll only give you money if you defend Israel. I won't do it. I won't take money. I won't take $1 million to say anything. There is no amount of money that can buy me. Anybody who helps this channel out, anybody that supports this channel knows you get nothing, not a thing from me in return. I will never say anything for you. I will never plug a product. You can't pay me for access. You can't buy me. To quote James O'Keefe, my price is my life. There's no amount of money, and there's some things in this world I'm not willing to live with. I know I'm only here for so long. And you know, I'm dealing. There's nothing unsafe about my website, but I keep dealing with massive bot swarms from the GCC countries, all trying to brute force log into the website on the back end. I am getting spammed with password reset requests to my email. Thank God my password. By the way, if these hackers are watching, or whoever they are, I don't want to call them hackers. My passwords are alphanumeric symbolic mastery with mixed caps. Like, it's practically a Bitcoin address. It's not written down anywhere. So you probably save yourself some time. You're probably not going to figure it out, but you're welcome to keep trying. But it's like, the BS I have to put up with from people like you, Matt, and the BS I have to put up with on the back end, the time I have to put in, the sacrifice I have to make just to keep apprised of the situation, the time away from my family. You know, my son, the other day, I can't remember what we were doing. We were playing a game, or we were sitting at the dinner table. We were doing something in the evening. And I actually think we were all randomly trying to sing poems to each other. I think that's what it was. Everybody was making up songs. And so the song he made up was about his dad. And it went something like, Dad gets up and he works all day in the office. And we only see him at dinner time. And there was some kind of finish to that. And I'm just like, you know, I work from home. I have access all the time. I'm very grateful for the fact that my kids can just pound on the door. And if there's a problem, I can, you know, I can be summoned. I'm right here. I'm grateful for that. But when your kid is making up a random song about how he never sees you because you're just working all the time. And then I think about how foolish it is. Essentially working for free so that I can absorb abuse from people that I put the time that I'm stealing from my family into to try and create a relationship of trust on social media where there's no trust for good reason. Scroll through Facebook. It's just AI nonsense. It's thirst posts and AI fakery being passed off as real news. Everybody's faking out everybody. Clickbait headlines and clickbait pictures and bullshit upon bullshit upon fucking bullshit. And it just drives me crazy. I desperately just want to create a space that can be trusted for being authentic and human. And that's why I put time into people like you, Matt, so that you can turn around and superficially just turn into an idiot. Are you short with yellow and big, cute glasses, too? I don't even think my glasses are that big, man. I mean, I guess they could be smaller. He's bought and paid for. Just feels like I've wasted a lot of time that I could be putting into something else. So anyway, it's not bots and trolls that I worry about. It's the people who should know better. Longtime friend, going back a few months, friend I've had for years and years and years, I say something critical about Israel and all of a sudden I'm an anti-Semite. Anti-Semitism creeps in at the edges. You're like Heidegger. He had a Jewish friend and then he betrayed him. You shouldn't be doing this. Truly, I never knew him either. All the support, brotherly love, and all that nonsense goes flying out the window because of one obscure political point. All of a sudden, I'm not trusted anymore. And it's not to say I want to quit. I don't want to quit. I want to make this viable. I want to do it this way. I want to do it this way. And I want to do it to the point of failure. If it doesn't work, If I can't make it financially viable by absolutely doing everything wrong monetarily, not engaging in clickbait titles, not engaging in clickbait thumbnails, not engaging in the super chats and the monetization and the advertising and all the things that I morally hate, and most of the people that are doing it hate it as well, but they do it because it's the business and you got to do it. I respect the choice. But I have to live with myself and I have to respect myself, and I want to try and do it with my own boundaries. Anyway, Matt, you should know better. You really should at this point know better. The time I put into you and people like you, all of you should know better. I'm Frank Vaughn. If something important happens, maybe I'll be back at you. I might take the weekend off because I'm not making any money anyway. Asshole. Accusing me of being bought and paid for. You couldn't. I know who I am. I live my life. I know the choices that I've made. I've chosen the absolute most ridiculous hard mode way of doing this that I possibly could have to try and prove to people like you that I can be trusted. And this is what you do after all that effort. This is the superficiality you want to engage with. Be gone, Matt. I don't need you. In the end, I don't need anybody. I'm Frank Vaughn. I'll see you in the next one.